Have you ever woken up one day and found your faith in Christ to be dry, to be parched, to be so much less than you know it should be? Sure you have. Me too. Question is, what do you do about it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know how it goes for you, but for me, sometimes life gets so busy, you become so tired, that what was once and still should be a rich, vibrant, dynamic relationship with Jesus has become routine, mundane, dry. You never intended it to be that way. You never set out to make it that way. But life has this funny way of draining you until that relationship with your Lord becomes dry and brittle, or at least that's how it feels. And as a result, the joy you once had evaporates. The things you were once able to do in His name, exercising your God-given gifts, serving those around you, become harder and harder. Something has to give. Enter Jesus. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. The last day of the festival came. It was the most important day. On that day, Jesus stood up and said loudly, "Whoever is thirsty may come to me and drink. If anyone believes in me, rivers of living water will flow out from their heart." That is what the scriptures say. The answer in that dry old place, the antidote to your thirst, is Jesus Himself. Are you thirsty? Come to Him and drink a deep draught of living water, not only until you're satisfied, but until you have so much of His Spirit in you that He overflows from you in abundance. As someone once said, with Jesus, a drink becomes a river, rivers actually. Come to Jesus and drink. That's God's word, fresh for you today. One of the other things that can drain the life out of you is dealing with difficult people. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of the latest life application booklet that's called, not surprisingly, Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.